Welcome back. Tonight, we're with My Brother's Keeper, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Caleb, we need to introduce you. Caleb Barnes.
That's me.
Caleb. Hey, Caleb. You're doing a nice job sitting in tonight. How'd you learn all these tunes?
Well, some would say that I haven't quite yet, but yeah, quickly. In a week's time.
Tell us more about yourself.
I recently got married within the past, I think it was like 9 months ago. Well, my wife would remember.
That's not what you say.
I hope she's not listening right now.
Right, okay.
And besides that, I'm filling in for them when I can. In my musical career, you could call me the utility player.
How'd you meet these guys, Caleb?
Actually, I'm related. I'm their first cousin. I grew up with them, so.
Oh, well, that would make sense that they would have another relative since three of them are, right.
Precious blood of Calvary's hill that cleanses every stain. Thorough in its healing power so that none remain. Precious blood of Calvary's hill through Christ. He standeth in our place. Precious blood of Calvary's hill from his two hands did flow. Crimson stained, our Lord became to wash us white as snow. And though my sinful scouring soul doth wander from thy grace, forgiveness for my folly can be found at Calvary's face. Be found at Calvary's face. Blood of Calvary's hill, all for a sinner shed. O debtors we've become to him, he remembereth not the dead. To fully grasp the gift of God, I know I never.
Joshua, when did you start to play violin?
I did my 5-year service on the piano, started when I was 5.
Good boy.
At 10 years old, I kept doing piano. I added at the time the violin, and it was all classical Suzuki method, and I enjoyed it, but it was a little rigid for what I was comfortable with. So I probably took violin lessons for about 5 years, and then just kind of wandered away a little bit. Never really stuck with it, and I think it was a style thing. Just within the next year or two, a bunch of us started to get together at church and jam more or less, and just play different songs that we come up with. And I realized, well, if I want to fit in, I got to pull the violin back out and kind of change it up. And when I started to play a more free style where I could just improvise on my own and, it's never the same thing twice, then I started to get back into it. For me, it was just that style switch over from more rigid violin to more do what you want fiddle playing.
Yeah.
That drew my interest back in.
Is there somebody you talk about who supported you that way and who helped you develop that skill?
Oh, man. Of course, there are all the great fiddle players, Stuart Duncan, Audrey Haney. I love watching all those guys play, but I always felt like that was like the unreachable level. So for me, it was very incremental and just you go to jam sessions, you play with a bunch of old guys that have been playing their fiddle the whole life, and you hope that they'll shed a little knowledge on it, you know? At each jam session, you hope you come away with something.
I wanna live in the glory of God's throne, but I know I cannot do it on my own. So give me grace. So once I run my race, I can hear my Savior say, child well done. Well, with that sky, shall spend all the day of judgment.
And tell us how your original guy, I'm sorry, his name is?
Wyatt Murray.
Yeah,
Wyatt,
tell us how Wyatt Wildman Murray busted his arm. Is it a story that can be told on the radio?
It is. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Sawmill, this is his nickname. We call him Sawmill, or the Wildman, which is his most recent nickname. He was arm wrestling, and he lost. And he broke his arm.
He lost big.
But they declared him the winner of the whole tournament, and he got a hatchet as the prize. He can't use the hatchet. It's sitting in the Suburban that we travel in. So that's a little sketchy. If we get pulled over, they're going to be like, oh, why is there a hatchet in here? But
Wyatt, your hatchet's in the Suburban. But yeah, so arm wrestling.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have a license for that hatchet? Yeah. So when's he going to be better and join you guys, rejoin you guys?
I think that probably in August, mid-August, late August, something around that, hopefully. If not, we got a great bass player right here.
Yes, you
do. Human metronome over here doing a great job. So.
Dream, 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 when I want you in my arms and I need you and all your charms whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. Dream, dream, dream when I feel blue in the night and I need you to hold me tight whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream. Mine, taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is she wins. I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so could die. I love you so, and that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream, 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 dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I could die.
It's okay for you to drop names. Tell us the Ralph Stanley story. That sounds like a good one.
The Ralph Stanley was cool. The Ralph Stanley was like, I saw Ralph Stanley was coming to the Thompson House in Cincinnati, and I emailed the Thompson House. I said, hey, do you need an opener? We can bring in some people. And they said, sure. And that's how the whole relationship started. That was an amazing, amazing night. Probably one of the coolest nights of my musical career, Ralph Stanley being a hero.
It's just the coolest night of my life.
Yeah, yeah, that was the night Josh's baby was born. So
he was at the concert.
He was at the concert playing, and then he left, and the baby was born.
Now, so. She was born. I sat there, I was next to my wife, and I said, so am I needed here anymore?
Oh.
Maybe not quite that harsh, but
these guys are.
And Meredith
you...
was like, "You did your job 9 months ago." And
so... these guys are giving us a course in what not to say to your wife 101.
It was also my anniversary.
It was.
Yeah.
Well, I've got nothing to say. I was on the golf course when my wife went into labor with my first.
She was a very forgiving woman. Love you, Meredith. Thank you.
Meredith, we all love you.
By the way, we're opening for Jerry Douglas about the time that our next baby's due. Just also true.
So get a babysitter.
She looks good, doesn't she?
Well, I've been known to stay so shy. I can't seem to open up to those I really love and those who love me. be blind. My new eyes will finally find the way to Jesus. Well, when our pathways coincide, sit down your life, make me blind. My new eyes will finally find the way to Jesus.
What else do you do outside of music?
Outside of music, it's actually really lined up well with our music career. I'm a teacher, teach high school math. But I've been teaching high school math for about 4 years, and it works out great because then summer comes around, and my job basically says, yeah, get lost for 2 months, and I get to play music for 2 months straight. Rest of the year, I'm off at 3 o'clock, off for the weekends. So it's been a career that's supported music as well. It's been nice.
You're always a strong math student? Growing up through high school yourself,
yeah.
In college?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
He did math homework for the whole family.
Yeah. Carrying the weight. We all needed to pass to be able to get to this point, so.
That's a nice big brother role. Some big brothers are beating up their little brothers, and you're teaching them math, which
is
cool. Well,
there's some things I can do and some things I can't, so.
And what about you, Titus?
Right now, I'm a student at Northern Kentucky University.
Studying what?
Elementary education. Right now, I'm a teacher's assistant at a small little school in Harrison, Ohio. Kind of teach a wide range of subjects since it's so small, but I really like it. I like the teacher-to-student ratio as well. Makes makes one-on-one instruction a little easier to achieve, and I think the students are doing real great job with it.
All right, and then Ben, what about you?
I've worked a few jobs, but now I've settled on something I really do enjoy doing besides playing music, and that's working with special needs students at the same high school that Josh teaches math. And I've been there for going on a year, not quite a year. I substitute taught at that school for a while, and now I'm in the special needs room.
Bruce Springsteen said, you know, nothing feels better than blood on blood. Is that true? You guys just love working together?
On the record, we love working together on the record.
And how do you love working together off the record?
No, what's nice about being with your brothers is you fight. And then you make up quick because you don't really have a choice, you know. If you're going to see each other at Christmas, then you don't want to be mad at each other all the time. So basically, you know, we do what brothers do. We travel together. We have a lot of fun. In there somewhere, we have a big old argument. And
yeah.
10 minutes later, we're back at it and having a good time again. So It's kind of what makes it great and terrible with your brothers all at the same time.
Yeah.
Thankfully, our bass player has always, whoever it is, either Caleb or Wyatt, they've always been the glue guy.
Well, it sounds to me like Caleb's a classic enabler who's always ready to step in and mediate exactly. Between conflict and whatnot.
I try to even it out.
Yeah, well,
I really do.
I feel like you're evening me out right now.
That's
as we're talking. You're just
that's
so laid
plan.
Back.
I would like to thank our guests, My Brother's Keeper, for being with us this evening. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations. And of course, all the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve this rich musical tradition of the Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington. Are you all ready for some more My Brother's Keeper? Let's give it up for My Brother's Keeper.
Thank you, guys.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Benjamin, Titus, Joshua, and Caleb for being with us tonight. My Brother's Keeper. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookiefoot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio.
For more information on the band, they're on the web at WookoutAmerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of VisitLex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, VisitLex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.